Illegal alien accused of murdering his neighbor after suing police for including him on gang database. By John Binder on April 9, 2021. An illegal alien stands accused of murdering his neighbor in the sanctuary jurisdiction of Chicago, Illinois, after suing the city's police department for including him in a gang database of suspects. Luis Pedro Salinas, a 30-something illegal alien, has been arrested and charged after allegedly murdering his next-door neighbor, 41-year-old Francisco Zamora, in the victim's home this month. According to authorities, Zamora was walking into his Chicago home as Salinas stood in front of him and shot him at point-blank range in the head. Salinas was so close to Zamora when he shot him. Authorities said that gunpowder was found around the entrance of the victim's home. Later, authorities said Zamora's wife and daughter found his body. Zamora's son told authorities he looked out a window at their home and saw a man who resembled Salinas leaving the scene of the crime. Soon after, when authorities went to interview him, Salinas was seen with a gun and injured three Chicago police officers after resisting them. While taking Salinas into custody, authorities discovered a passport, a phone, two duffel bags, and cocaine in his car. Shell casings from the scene of the murder, authorities allege, match those from Salinas' gun. He has since been charged with first-degree murder, aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, possession of a controlled substance, and felony resisting police. Salinas is being held without bail. In July 2017, Salinas sued the Chicago Police Department, along with other illegal aliens, claiming he was falsely accused by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency of being a gang member, charging that he was only put in ICE's gang database because of his race and ethnicity. The lawsuit was dismissed in November 2020. Salinas was arrested in 2010 for battery, in 2011 for having an unopened alcoholic beverage in his car when police stopped him, and then again in 2015 for aggravated assault. Months after the 2011 arrest, ICE agents raided Salinas' home and arrested him for his alleged ties to a Chicago gang. By February 2012, Salinas was released from ICE custody on a $3,000 bail and received orders for voluntary deportation to occur in July 2012. Salinas has repeatedly attempted to gain immigration relief to permanently stay in the U.S. in 2014 and 2015. Salinas applied for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program but was denied both times. In 2012, Salinas tried to obtain a U visa by claiming he was the victim in an armed robbery while working at a Subway restaurant. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.